Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy, I see you are sticking with the white t-shirt selection, even though the chat is doing their best to shame you. And I commend. I commend.
Well,
that. I really do.
I went to change it.
Yeah.
And then I realized Mima made some delicious bacon and eggs. Nice. So I stopped.
Yep.
Made my sandwich. But then I was on my way to the room and I was like, oh no, I gotta pee.
Oh. So,
and when you get old,
Yep.
It goes from zero to I gotta pee right now. I'm gonna go pee on myself in like 3 seconds.
Yes.
So I went to the bathroom. Then I was like, how much time is, oh, let me go get my sandwich. Then I went back to get my sandwich and I'm like, why did I went? Oh, okay.
Now I'm determining whether or not this is too much to say on air. And it may be. I think I'm going to go ahead and fire it off anyway. The other night, in the middle of the night, I go
You didn't do the old...
No, hold on. No,
I thought I was going to the bathroom and pee.
No. We call that the Tobin. I believe he peed in his roommate's hamper or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
You never fell asleep and had a dream that you were going pee?
I've fallen asleep, had a dream that I was going to pee, recognized I was in a dream, thought I outsmarted myself, walked to the bathroom in my dream, and then peed, and then ended up realizing I'm also still not in a bathroom. So I don't trust anything anymore. I was like in inception mode. It was a dream within a dream.
No, I remember the other night I got up. I woke myself up because I did like a dog and just start running. I was like,
no, for sure. And see, the problem isn't me.
I jumped up and looked around to make sure nobody, right? The dog growled at me, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, Leroy, tell me if
I'm
wrong.
Wait, so are you confirming that you peed yourself?
Yeah, he never finished the story.
Yes. So I will tell you while I'm impressing myself, but I will say real quick this point of if I do pee myself on in the bed or whatever the case may be, the issue isn't me. I'll change that. I don't care. I'm a dirty guy. I may even sleep through it. My wife will never let me live that down.
I'm telling you what. That is the single-handed, the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. Is the worst person to know to that, because at any time they could fire that story off and they it's all cool with friends or family.
Oh, yeah.
Babe, remember that time you peed yourself? You thought you was going? And I'm like, God forbid
I ever raise stupid,
if I do something stupid or I do something that's just dumber than dumb because I'm not paying attention. I don't care who sees me. The whole world could see me. I just don't want my wife to see me.
Can't happen. God forbid I raise my voice and then all of a sudden it's, hey, listen, pee-pee boy, why don't you pipe down?
Yeah. And it's or now we have another person in that list, and that's Tobin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Tobin can't see you slipping either. I mean, I may have said something, you know, incorrectly, and we'll replay it for, like, you know, years. And the same thing with you guys. I think I got it from him, though, because I just would record the audio and tell him messed up.
But the thing is, you have the line. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah. So I got ridiculed and shamed for putting Google Drive on X when it wasn't really my fault.
Well.
Because if I tell somebody, send me the video, right? And I'm going to put it on X and Instagram or whatever. You got to send it how it needs to go on there. You got to know that. He's never sent me a Google Drive before. So,
Well, let's get into some headlines. Okay, I'm sorry, real quick.
I didn't pee myself.
I went to go pee, right? And then as I was peeing, the lid fell down on the toilet. So then, therefore, I have a toilet that is now closed, essentially, that I am
in urination.
I did stop. Like, obviously, some pee came out, but I was able to stop mid whatever, and I, because I was like, oh no, you know, I obviously don't want to clean this up at four in the morning right now. I don't want to deal with this. And again, my wife would never let me live it. Like,
you know, what you could have done. You could have just left it there and then blamed it on your child.
I should have, because this morning he woke up without a diaper and decided to urinate on the ground, which is a very strange choice by him. But midstream, I'm just like, oh no, and I was so like, I don't want to clean this, that I was able to stop. And then afterwards I was like, well, that was pretty cool. Look at me, I'm like Spider-Man, essentially. And then I don't know,
wait.
Yeah, what?
That's like, you super, might be the first person in the history of life
he got so impressed
that stopped peeing so you didn't have to pee on the toilet seat.
Yeah.
And deem yourself Spider-Man.
Yeah, a superhero. At the very least, a superhero for sure. Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them boxers at 4 in the morning. But nonetheless, let's get to these urine-free headlines.
Oh, thank goodness. The lid falling on Marcus Peen sums up the Dolphins secondary during training camp.
Really? You know, it is our tool. We definitely do have to discuss, even though
they're off today.
Yeah, they're off today. Okay. But because the secondary is so piss poor, see what I did there? Thank you. Tua actually has not thrown an interception all training camp, which is like cool, but also a little concerning. A little concerning. But these headlines are brought to you by Dorakia. Dorakia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Dorakia. Like we mentioned, Dolphins off today. They do return to action tomorrow, and I believe they'll also be practicing Saturday too. Could be wrong on that. But
is Leroy eating food with his hands?
What? Well, yeah, like bacon, right?
Hey, bougie. You eat a sandwich with fork and knife?
Nah. Or pizza?
Well, no, they're saying that because remember on Tuesday you were talking about how people eat with, like, let's say different types of food, how they'll eat with their hands, and you don't like that?
Like what?
Sandwich.
What
kind of food? It's a handheld device.
Oh, okay. But what food were you referring to, Leroy?
Huh?
What food were you referring to?
What's that naan where they take?
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about like other cultures.
Indian food. Like Indian food, right?
Yeah.
That's why I've gotten into Indian food.
You know what? That's
like, I don't want to eat with my hands.
There's some
you're
certain foods
eating with
that
your
require
hands
that.
Now, mister.
A damn sandwich. I eat pizza with my hands too. I eat a hamburger, a hot dog with my hands. I tell you what, if my wife see me eating pizza or something, a hot dog with a fork and knife, that's grounds for divorce.
Mm. You know what? Sometimes when I'm at a restaurant with my friends or something, I pick up a pizza or something with my hands, and then I see them.
It's too hot.
Sometimes it's too hot, exactly. Or it's too, but then too sometimes floppy. When I see people, you know, with the knife and the fork, then I feel like, wow, am I like just not classy or something?
I think there's a time and a place. Because I've definitely eaten like with like a sandwich with a fork and a knife before.
What?
If it's like too, if it's too big of a sandwich or it's like really messy, especially like a breakfast sandwich where like the eggs always fall everywhere.
Really messy food and you're in public, I guess, yes. But at home,
yeah, there's a time and a place.
How do I do that though? Okay, like I can, I know we can cut it in half.
Leroy's absolute disgust for me right now.
He is disgusting. It's in the title, guys. It's a hand sandwich.
You know what? Brittany is somewhere out there in public eating. She looks messy because all the food's like messy. And then you know what?
You start judging her for it.
You start judging her for it.
Exactly. Like, what if I'm eating like a
egg sandwich? What if I'm eating an egg sandwich? With a little spoon like kids and scoop the sandwich from around your mouth? What are we doing?
I said there's a time and a place, Leroy. I'm not in my house doing it. I'm like in public.
What about fries?
Gloves
what about
French are off fries? At home.
Yes. You ever eat fries
with a fork? Absolutely, 1,000%. I've eaten fries with a fork.
No. Oh, like in a restaurant?
Maybe? Yeah,
you
for sure.
You know why? Can I tell you why I can't?
Well, you know what? Let's say if it has like nacho cheese or something, or like the bacon.
Oh, yes,
like that.
Yes.
You know what? That is messy, yes. And you wouldn't want all of that all over your hands.
That's loaded fries. That's different.
Loaded fries.
Loaded fries. It's acceptable there.
Let me tell you why. Right? You have to eat it with your hands. Because you can't get regulate the ketchup with a fork or with a fork.
Yes, absolutely. Right? You still have control.
No, because when you stick it, you can't get like no. Just go ahead on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I said sometimes.
Time,
not all the time
and place.
There's a time and a place for these things.
Chicken wings? No, absolutely not.
That's what you did last week, didn't you?
Tell me you've eaten a chicken wing with a knife and a fork.
No, I have not.
Fried chicken.
I resist eating chicken. My wife made chicken early in the week, and I had to eat it with a fork and knife because I pulled the skin off, and it was hot.
Oh yeah, I got you.
I don't eat the skin. I like even if I get fried chicken, the first thing I do is pull the skin off. I don't know
what.
Yeah, I don't like the fat underneath it. It's disgusting.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. But you know that crispy,
in Europe, all locals eat burgers with a knife and a fork, dude. I'm about as far from Europe as you can get.
Well, you know what? When you go to London.
Oh, you are going to London. That's right.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to document all meals.
When you say document, this better look so good, Leroy.
What do you mean?
Wait.
I need you to properly.
No, it's not going to happen.
You're not getting it. You guys are getting no content. From him.
He's going to send another Google link.
I don't know how to use Google Drive.
That's why he posted that on Twitter.
Leroy's going to pull his phone out to film something, and it'll be the selfie camera, and he won't know until 3 minutes into the video.
How can I put? I like what I like. I don't have to try new things, right? Because my whole point of eating is to get sustenance in my body. So if I try something that I don't like, that means I don't eat. So that's why I usually stick to the stuff that I like.
Well, Leroy, if you need somebody to document your adventures, I'll cross the pond for you, buddy. I'll cross the pond for you.
Just swim on over.
Easy. Just a couple leaps.
I'm not going to eat any bangers and mash.
I've sent you a couple you things that I've
but
seen.
But that's
so
not
far.
Even English.
I don't know if you've seen them.
Oh, wait.
No.
What is bangers and mash?
She sent me a list.
Not a list. Food. I've sent you like. Just like an influencer I follow that's in London right now, and then she's posted different food that doesn't look like what we were reading last Tuesday.
Okay.
So that's why I just keep screenshotting them just in case you see them or you pass by them or you're close by them. You know what? Just trying to
I need you to go by a pub, though, and get a beer because I need to know the temperature of the beer. I need to know is it warm or room temperature?
Oh, my goodness. If it's hot, like, I've had a few beers in my day. I don't really, like... I'll I'll do apple cider.
Document like, yourself drinking a stout for me, please.
Ugh. A stout? I don't think I could swallow it.
Yes, you can. You'll be fine.
It's like.
It's literally beer.
I don't want beer that's like
it's beer.
Thick
it's
as fine. Milk.
It's fine.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like a stout. So not. So I have to do an English beer, not Guinness.
Actually, it's popular over there. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So Guinness?
Mm-hmm.
Or do Guinness I have to try something that's there because Guinness is
you can
here?
Do, there's like another one there that's also popular, but I did read that Guinness is
once
also
again,
popular.
Isn't Guinness Irish?
Yes.
As well as Bangers and Mash are Irish.
Bangers
we're really
are
getting
bangers.
Our we're getting our UK, the United Kingdom really mixed up here.
Well, no, I actually read it online though that Guinness is also popular.
Irish Bangers and Mash. Yeah. Honestly though, you'll learn with this show, geography kicks our ass.
Yeah.
Accents.
Yeah, and don't
anything
Brittany, don't come on this show being too smart.
Yeah. you get out of here with your proper
with your
knowledge.
Smartness and your knowledge.
My apologies.
I was just
your
trying
knowledge.
To, I'm just trying to make sure that you're not going to go to London and make a fool of yourself. They were like, "Can I have some bangers and mash?" And they're
wait,
like, "We don't do that here. We don't."
Are
that's
you
not
familiar
what we,
with my work? At some point,
bangers and mash.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Like,
look,
could you imagine?
I googled Guinness is currently very popular in London, while traditionally flavored by other generations, Guinness has experienced a popularity amongst younger adults driven by social media trends and celebrity endorsements.
So I'm going to just go to the bar and say, give me a pint.
They might not give you Guinness, though, because it's, again,
just
not
just say,
a...
give me a stout.
Give me a stout.
I'm seeing... Is this
yeah, I was,
okay.
I was being... my son was attempting to break in. I put a box in front of the door and he's been struggling with it for quite some time. So
but he got through in an hour and a half. So
somebody said Newcastle Brown Ale.
Oh, that sounds British.
Brown Ale.
That does sound British.
Is it?
Yes.
No, so
I like the darker beers.
Is it, I don't like, see, I don't want to try. Can I just do whiskey?
That's not a,
beer.
I don't, yeah, it's not. I don't think that's the thing that's popular over there. Isn't that like a South thing? Isn't that like Tennessee or something
no.
like that? No. What do they do? What do they drink? And you know what? Look, we'll take
they
some
drink
time.
Beer
we'll give.
In
what a
warm
place.
Beer, not even cold.
I'm gonna be honest. That place sucks. But you know what? Football, so that's good. God bless them. Honestly, I say every place other than here sucks, and even here sucks. So you know what? What do I know? When we come back,
their drinks, all their drinks are room temperature.
That's gross.
And somebody else said they like gin.
When we come back, I'm gonna discuss more of this heist. That
I'm gonna
I
just
told
go
tonight,
ask for some so. Gin and juice. Give me some gin and juice.
It's gonna be so disappointing. I promise. The gin may be fine, but the juice. I just feel like the juice sucks in London.
They don't use ice.
That's true.
Are we sure? They're very Americanized there. I know other parts of Europe don't use ice, but I do feel that London is going to be a lot more Americanized than you even realize.
Look, they
room
have
temperature
one,
beer.
They have one called London Black, and it is sort of like a Guinness.
Mm. London Black?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go there and say, give me that LL. What you mean? That Leroy? That London Leroy.
Anything. They'll know exactly.
Like, oh. No,
yes,
of course.
The London Black. Yes, two glasses. But Idris Elba, Dade South said that, not me. I didn't say that. Dade South said that. When we come back, I'm going to tell you guys more about this heist going on with the Miami Heat and how millions and millions of dollars may be on the line. That and much more when we come back.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Damn you, Jennifer.
Damn you, Jennifer.
And Lupe.
Oh, what did wow. I do? What'd they do?
So, and you know,
Lupe. Wow.
I make fun of Lupe because, you know, I just mess with her.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she looked over at Jennifer and she goes, I can't even look at you right now. You got that long nose hair. Look at that one nose
okay,
hair. Just
that was last then, week, okay? And we were helping you.
So I was, and look, it's all over, coming out of his ears, everything.
Wow.
So I went, so yesterday I was in front of the mirror and I was like, wow, it is one, like, couple of.
You're welcome. We were helping
of,
you. A
couple of soldiers that are loose, right? So I tried to just pull it out.
No, hold on. This man literally pulled out his nose hair right in front of us.
Yeah, what am I going to do? I don't have nose trimming equipment.
So the fact that it was long enough for you to get a grip on it and pull it out.
It was
kind of
right
concerned.
There,
got,
just staring at
I've got,
us. And
I've
it
gotten
was
a nose
white
hair, stuck
hair
in,
too. Hey, so it was just
I've gotten a nose hair. I've gotten a nose hair stuck in my teeth.
Ew, Leroy!
Leroy, why would you share
that's
that?
Nasty.
That's disgusting.
So wait.
And you're
wait.
Worried about people eating with their hands?
So this morning, I'm in the front of the mirror, and I go, damn you, Jennifer. I get the scissors. Right? But now I've been sneezing and all day because the hair in my nose.
Okay.
Listen, so old
it's
booger
your
mouth.
Fault for letting it get that out of control.
I mean, Marcos, do you trim your nose hairs?
No, I was just thinking, you know,
you don't have to
I
trim your nose hairs because that's supposed to be there to like protect you. But if it's coming out of your nose,
so I got extra protection.
You just
that's
trim,
the way I look at it.
You trim the outside, not the inside.
You know what I will say though. Probably my barber.
So I figured
you don't
if I trim inside, I don't have to trim as much. So I just went.
You should go
that
get
didn't
the,
hurt.
You should go get the wax thing done.
The wax thing.
That would be
you
so
know what?
Cleaning.
Let's document that.
Yeah,
Leroy.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be so good.
Here's the problem. I
put that on the dartboard.
I had. So remember when I said I got a manicure?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a manicure and a pedicure. My sister-in-law came over and let's just say sometimes family is really not. So she looked down and she's like, oh, you don't get this done much, do you? I'm like, I've never had one.
When
she goes,
was this?
Never? I said, nope. And then then she started going and I was like, oh, she goes, what you want me to do with this toe? I said, why? It's sharing space with the other toe. I don't know whether to move it, put it over to the side. I'm like, you know what? That's it. y'all in here, they all standing around me laughing and joking jokes.
And you knew these people, you said?
My sister-in-law.
Oh, okay. Well, then I was like, because if it wasn't your sister-in-law, that'd be really unprofessional.
Really? Yeah, but also
how many shows have you done here?
Also hilarious.
A lot.
Okay.
It'd be right up his alley, to be honest. Leroy would be like, I'm offended, but I respect you.
Yeah, I respect the game.
He would do it too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If I, oh, my goodness. I don't think I could be in a profession that's required to deal with, like, people on hand-to-hand basis. Because I have too many comments.
Leroy's at
like,
the front.
My favorite show is that that show with that doctor that you could barely understand, My 6,000 Pound Diaries.
Oh, I'm sorry.
6,000 pounds? It's crazy. It's my 600, my 600 pound life.
Oh,
yeah, if someone was 6,000 pounds, I don't think that they'd be 600 alive.
600 pounds. But.
Leroy, you muted yourself.
He goes, I know.
I don't know what you said because you were muted.
Oh, I was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mute myself. He said, so the guy tells this one lady, they're having a conversation, and he goes, Doc, I don't really like vegetables. He goes, I know.
an entire show of a doctor fat shaming his patients is like, that is Leroy's perfect.
Are you sure you're not in charge of the show?
No!
Are you involved in some
sort? My goodness. Just this guy, producer. Like, he has this crazy accent. You could barely understand him, right? But he just tell him like it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I need to try to get my brother on that show.
Really? What, you think he's that close?
He over 400.
Four?
Yeah.
God bless him.
Every time I talk to him, he's chewing. So that's not good.
Okay, but to be fair, Leroy, and I'm not trying to do any like shame you or anything, but like you're always chewing on the show. What are you talking about?
That's true.
Don't come after your brother when you do the same thing.
Is there still a sandwich?
But I'm not 400 pounds.
I know, that's why I'm not trying to shame you or anything.
Oh, really?
No, you're just a chronic chewer.
I thought we were, you know, I thought we had like.
I say these things because I love you.
Really?
Wow.
Then why did you cackle and laugh?
You cackled and laughed. What are you talking about?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the biggest sports memorabilia heist in the entire history of professional sports. When we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
What happened?
I don't know where Marcos is. Oh, there he is. But I can't unmute you, sir. You're going to have to do that.
I know it's bad when it's when Jay Fig is bringing us back. I know that I officially hobnobbed for too long when Jay Fig is the one saying welcome back.
Stop talking to your son.
How dare I? Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Like she said, we have Show Pony out for the rest of the week. He'll be back next week. In the meantime, you know, it's all silly sauce and shenanigans here, but I wanted to take an opportunity to discuss something a little bit serious. We're all fans on the show. Probably not Leroy, although he's in possession of a lot of memorabilia. It's all of his own. He didn't get that as a fan, but Brittany, Figgy, I'm sure you guys, as I, fans of jerseys, various cards of our favorite teams, right?
Of course. I have some pretty cool memorabilia, actually.
What's the coolest item you think you have?
Ooh, I have... Okay, there's two, so I'm going to say two. I have a signed Bam Adebayo jersey.
Yay.
Ooh. Me too.
Really?
Nice.
Well, it's not a jersey. It's a shirt, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Mine's a jersey.
Wow. Well, it was when he first got signed. Like, right before he even started playing, I went and I met him, and I got a Heat shirt signed.
Oh.
Mine's
That's
not,
pretty cool.
Mine's not game worn or anything, but it is a jersey. I won it at an auction.
Nice.
Anyways.
Oh,
not,
nice.
Well, actually, I didn't win it at an auction. My aunt won it, and then she was like, I know how much you love him. Here he is, this for free. And I said, thank you. And then I would say the next thing I have is a game worn Devon A-Chain jersey. I mean, sorry, not jersey, it's a glove, a pair of gloves.
Oh, okay.
And then I have a game.
What do you,
oh wait, I have
you like
one.
Threw them out and you caught them?
No. I don't know if I can.
So you don't another you don't option. Earn anything.
I don't know if I can say this. Saying. I don't know if I can say this.
Oh,
how I got it.
She stole,
you know,
them.
What you can possibly say that for all you always want.
Oh, well, too
no, it's not even that interesting. It's just I don't want to get someone else in trouble.
Okay, so say their full name, give their social.
Okay, fine. I'll just say this because there's no trace. I mean, sorry.
There's no trace.
Sorry. My cousin's boyfriend works for the Dolphins. So
gosh.
They like throw away their gloves and things like that. And so he takes them and like gives them to us.
Okay. Move in. So, we finally got her. Move in.
I also have a game worn Van Ginkel jersey. I do have that. Not signed or anything like that. It's a game worn. Because of that situation. Anyways, yeah, let me not.
Well, yeah, I mean, he left, so that makes sense.
I got some stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you have probably the best stuff. The coolest thing I probably have is a signed rookie Michael Jordan basketball card in mint condition. And that's a lie. I don't have anything. But that would be cool, right? I literally don't have anything cool.
Let's see. I have a Barry Bonds baseball.
Leroy, this isn't fair.
That's not fair, but that's still cool.
I have a magazine signed by Tiger Woods when he was in high school. Golf World.
High school? Why did you like?
He was in high school.
Did you? He already a phenom then? And you're like, yes, sign this?
He played in a. Remember the Honda Classic used to be down here, and it was at Weston Hills, and he played in it.
Wow! All right.
Let's see what else I have. My most prized possession.
Yeah.
A autographed picture of Gale Sayers.
Oh, you know what? I do have a very strange piece of autograph.
Remember, I showed you.
Yes, you did show me the Gale Sayers.
Yeah, it's the only thing I have up on my wall.
I have a Glenn Rice signed picture. See,
that's cool.
I wouldn't get an autograph of Glenn Rice.
Because he's your friend.
Oh, because he's
we went to school together.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, he's your classmate. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I have a signed picture of Nate Archibald that like someone gave, and I'm like, what the hell are we even doing?
I'm so sorry. Can you please tell me how you got that?
I think strangely enough, I think I went to like a Kenny Anderson basketball camp. And I think for some reason Kenny Anderson gave us that. And so it's like a hand-me-down picture of a guy from the 60s. I don't even know when he played basketball, 70s maybe. And that's not cool. But it is so shocking as to like, yeah, I think I have that. I think that's pretty much it. So I'm a loser, but nonetheless, I ask you guys all of this because rumor has it, according to an NBA insider, former team executive, Amin El-Hassan, who was on the Dan Le Batard show, says that the Miami Heat are at the center of what could be the largest sports memorabilia heist in U.S. history. Millions of dollars stolen in NBA Finals gears sold for many, many millions of dollars over the course of about 18 months, both out in the open and on black markets. They believe a police officer is at the center of this.
Oh, no.
Some individual jerseys worth six figures. It's difficult to track these things. You know, they're saying that they could post it on eBay and sell it piece by piece, and they'll never be able to, you know, track it down necessarily. But from what they're hearing, that this is the largest heist of its kind. And chances are, if you purchase any of this very expensive Miami Heat memorabilia in the past 18 months, that you could have been unknowingly involved in this heist, which you know, is shocking. Like how much do you think, you know, LeBron James, or how about this, a Ray Allen jersey from game six? Ooh. How much do you think, you know, that can go on the black market? You know, that's $1 million jersey in my opinion.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Well, it depends on who buys it.
Well, this is what I don't understand, because I feel like that also falls on the players in the organization, and that's why, like, I mean, not to say that the man should have stolen everything, but from what I've learned based on my cousin's boyfriend working for the Dolphins, the players have an opportunity to purchase those jerseys themselves. Like, they have to buy them from the team.
Yeah.
And if they don't buy them, then they throw them out or people take them or whatever.
No, so, like, they're ordered. So if you get one of your own jerseys, or you get a jersey, you know, through the team, then they just order them. They're not sitting in stock. The only ones that are in stock are the ones they sell at the stores.
What about the one that you wore in the game, though? Like your last game.
We're talking about like the game worn jersey.
Yeah, just keep it.
That's what we're talking about.
They won't charge you for it.
But what if you're like, I'm just going to leave it. Like, I don't care to have that. I'm going to, like, the, for example, the Van Ginkle one. He's getting signed by Minnesota. He doesn't want to drive in to pick up his jersey.
Wait, he's just no, like, they don't give you a jersey. They don't give you one.
No, I'm saying when
you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. They don't give you a jersey that you keep. It's always going to be at the facility, I'm saying. But, like, if he's like, hey, I'm going to go to whatever, and I'm not going to
They have a certain amount of they have a certain amount of time to pick up their jerseys.
And then if they don't want them.
If they don't want them, then the facility keeps them.
What are they doing with them? Yeah. What are we doing with the Van Ginkle jersey? What are we going to do with that otherwise?
You give it, it'll go to, like, charity. So, like, you know, when they have, when you go to these golf tournaments, or maybe they'll do something like, they have a team. So every team usually has a tournament in the summer, and they could, you know, say, oh, raffling off Andrew Van Ginkle jersey that they got from, you know, the team because it's charity, stuff like that. So it's not, you know, like, keep in mind, at the end of the year, we sign about 100 footballs, and they give them to like clients that the team may have, or, you know, for all these different events or stuff. But we sign like probably 100 footballs a year.
Yeah, unless you're Gilbert Arenas, and as he admitted, or as Richard Jefferson spoke about in that clip I sent in the chat yesterday. You may take 50 of those and you know, head to Tony Roma's and be like, hey, what's up, man? Here's the sign ball from the whole team. Let me get a free tab real quick. But it's interesting that we're discussing these nefarious ways of gaining money off this memorabilia, because yesterday an NBA All-Star was in the news for some very questionable behavior. We'll discuss that and much more when we come back.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.